Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
After years of wondering what will happen to the deteriorating Mitchell Park domes, the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors committed $30 million to the Domes Reimagined project. The project will include expanded classroom space, a cafe, and a nature learning center. The effort is being led by the Friends of the Domes group. Executive Director Krista Beal Diefenbach takes WUWM's Susan Bentz on a tour of the domes to learn about the renovations ahead.
This is what we refer to as the transition dome, and it's because these plants that you're looking at here don't live here permanently. They're kind of in and out of this space as we put on new shows. This was original to the build, so from a historic perspective, this fourth dome needs to stay here and it needs to look similar to what it does right now. However, it does allow us the opportunity to think about how we could use this space differently. So this is what we are envisioning as an interactive children's garden. So we'll replace all the glass, replace the heating system, but it's actually from a structural perspective is in great shape. And we have a very small education center that we use for about 5 different purposes. We're frequently having to kick the public out of the education center because we have a field trip. And so this will give us a space that would be always open for families and children. So, you know, we're talking about having a play structure, an accessible play structure here in the center. And then along the walls, having all different types of activities and programming that allow children to really dig into their love of nature.
Where does that design come from?
Yeah, so the Domes Reimagined plan is really a combination of many previous plans over the last several decades.
So distilling the best of the best.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we pulled out what really worked. You know, some of the plans, the challenge was that they were created by groups of individuals who didn't always know the insider information about, you know, the facility. So for example, in a previous plan, there was an idea that we could turn the show dome into a restaurant, which sounds amazing, except for it's not a conditioned space. And so, you know, with this is a similar space. It's not air conditioned, but it is heated. But we could turn it into this fun play activity, you know, for children and for families. And so, you know, it really was the picking the best ideas and then, you know, molding it into something that really achieves 2 really critical objectives. We want to enhance the visitor experience. We want to make this an amazing modern conservatory that really allows people to connect with nature. And then the second objective is to create enough revenue so we have a sustainable business model. Because right now our emissions does not cover our expenses, our operating expenses. So with this new plan, everything drives revenue. That might be membership revenue, it might be admissions revenue, or concessions or retail sales, you know, all of that together creates that sustainable business model.
So will this, reimagining of this dome happen in that first phase?
Yes. So this, and even within the first phase, we would do the restoration in phases within that first phase. So the first phase of phase one is the show dome and the, what we call the Little Sprouts Dome. The name might change, but that's a shorthand for us as the new children's garden is the Little Sprouts Dome. We would start here and we would continue to have the rest of the facility open to the public. Doing it in phases allows us to really maximize our financing structure, but also allows us to be able to have this open and enjoyed by the public while we're under construction. Part of what we're trying to do is extend the stay. So we know that people come here and they're in and out in about an hour. And if you think about what you might be willing to pay for an activity that takes an hour, it's probably what we're charging currently for admissions. We never want to have our admissions fee be so high that we're not accessible for the community. But if we were to charge a little bit more, especially for our, you know, out-of-town visitors, you know, that would definitely help with that business model. So one of our plans is to turn this area here into a cafe. There's a garage basement area beneath us, and this would just be turned into an enclosed space and would have access to that little Sprouts Dome, so you can come and get an espresso and let your children have fun while they're playing. And you know, we know that we're frequently listed as one of the five most popular places to go if you have young children. Mm-hmm. And so this will just really make it that much better of an experience. So we'll go and take a look at where the new building will be as well. But before we do that, I'll just show you. So this is the expanded gift shop. We're going to take over the offices right next door. And that will give us 100% increase in the size of the gift shop. And then we're also going to move the bathrooms that are over there. We're going to relocate them to a space that I'll show you in just a moment. But that will really allow us to open up this space, which is one of those challenges that we need to address. People can't get in quickly during our busiest season, which is, of course, when it's cold out. You know, during the holiday show, during the train show, we will oftentimes have a line that goes all the way to the Circle Drive. People who pull into, you know, the Circle Drive and they see that line, then they decide to go someplace else where they're not going to have to wait in the cold to get in. So by opening that whole admissions area up and being able to get people in faster, that we know that that will, again, help us to drive admissions revenue. I think the piece that's most interesting to me is just the complexity of this project, which is why we got to the point where it was just too difficult to find our way out of the dynamic that we were in to a better future. And so with the historic designation, that allows us access to really significant funding in both federal and state tax credits. Yes, it does require us to bring the National Park Service along on this journey, which is a layer of complexity for sure. But in the end, it also, puts the domes where it ought to be. They recognize the importance of the domes. They actually had placed the domes on their list of most endangered historic places. And, they are incredibly supportive of us finding a path forward. And so, even though the historic designation does add a layer of complexity, it also comes with a tremendous amount of benefits. Part of that is that funding that I mentioned, but part of it is also that we get placed on this, historic register, and that will increase our tourism dollars in the city of Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, we're gonna go down here because I'll show you where the new building's gonna be.
Okay. So again, all of this is some phase of phase one, right?
Yes.
And you're envisioning that being how many years?
So phase one could be done in 4 years. A lot of it is because the facility allows for these additions in a pretty simple way. We're not having to create a whole new foundation. Like right here is where the new bathrooms will be.
Okay.
And so we're gonna use part of the hallway there. So this becomes all front of house space, and we'll be able to have these ADA compliant restrooms, and but we're not having to, we just can add it right on here. Mm-hmm. And the restoration or the enhancement is a lot easier than it might be if we had to build on a whole new building elsewhere.
Sure.
With that said, we do have the plan to put a new building, which would become our nature learning center. We have such limited space when it comes to our educational programming. And what we would love to have happen is that every MPS student goes to the domes for a field trip, which would require us to have much more space than what we currently have. We have almost hit the constraints of the facility with our current school field trip numbers, which is about 5,500 students a year. We want us to be able to increase that by 300%. To do that, we need more space. And so our plan is to add this Nature Learning Center, which would be a two-story building. You'll see that the landscape kind of dips down.
The old sunken garden story.
It is, yes, it is where the sunken gardens used to be. The fact that the topography goes down in that way actually allows us to have a two-story building next to the domes. With a historic designation, they would typically not want you to have that tall of a building right next to your historic building. But because of our landscape, it allows us to do that pretty easily. We would have this beautiful event space, which we could rent for weddings and for fundraisers and all different types of programs. And then we'd also have this really unique education space that allows us to, you know, have school field trips in there, but also we'll have other components. So the building itself will have a what's called a water retention system at the top. And so it will collect rainwater and release it after a storm event, but release it in such a way that it doesn't overwhelm our sewage system. By doing that, though, it also gives us the opportunity to educate our school field trip participants about the importance of stopping water where it falls. Many people don't think about, like, why does stopping water where it falls, why does that matter? Well, it matters to us as homeowners because, you know, if you overwhelm the sewer system, you end up having, you know, flooded basements, but also impacts our water quality. So, you know, if runoff is going into Lake Michigan, which is our drinking water, that runoff has chemicals in it that we are having to remove from our drinking water to make it safe. And that's becoming more and more difficult. So being able to help educate the community about that is just something that we can easily do and bake right into this new building and this new nature learning center. We'll also have air sensors that will be able to monitor the air quality on the south side of Milwaukee. We are located in one of the most densely populated parts of the state. We actually are designated as a heat island, and that is because of the amount of hardscape
pavement and buildings.
Mm-hmm. The amount of hardscape that exists in this community makes it so that the air quality is very poor. We rank in the 90th percentile for all those harsh chemicals that you don't want to have in your air. Which leads to our community also ranking in the 90th percentile for the number of children who have asthma. And so, you know, that air quality on the south side of Milwaukee is really a challenge. But it's something that this new Domes Reimagined project can help address.
You know, you talked about how densely populated this is. You know, it's a rich, diverse neighborhood. And I know Supervisor
Martinez
has been very adamant that this needs to be the people's place, right?
Right, absolutely. So this entire project really has been designed in partnership with many different entities, including our nearest neighbors. So we have quite a few neighbors who are on the Domes Reimagined Task Force. There's a friends group for Mitchell Park that Supervisor Martinez was really instrumental in creating. We've also done presentations to that group and many different community meetings where we've talked about the plans. It's important to note that right now we have architectural renderings, and sometimes to the public that can feel like it's done. But those aren't blueprints. This is the idea and the direction that we're going to head. But now we have this opportunity to go back to the community in a very systematic way and get their feedback and make sure that this is a project that is thoughtful of all of our stakeholders. Of course, the Domes is not just a Southside facility. However, it's an important vital asset on the south side of Milwaukee. And so we want to make sure that that continues.
Krista Beal-Diefenbach is the executive director of the Friends of the Domes. That group is leading the effort to reimagine the domes. She led WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz on tour.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.